听力课堂，听 class.com。
Heaven for men or paradise for women?
In Mosul culture, mother is the head of the household. Mother keeps house and runs the finances.We have a matrilineal family system, which means we trace our family line through the female side of the family. We live in a large family of 10 to 20. It consists of only maternal relatives, such as grandmother, mother, uncles, younger brothers and sisters. Harmony and order is everything. So all disputes are settled by the grandmother,or great-uncles who are highly respected. I decide which of my daughters will inherit the title of family head. Only if there are no daughters can a son bring in a wife to inherit the role of head of household.
What's different about the Mosul from the rest of China is that we practice zouhun, or walking marriage. Men and women can choose their partners freely,But we don't marry, nor do we live together. The lovers meet at night at the women's house, and at dawn, the man goes home to his own maternal family.
It would be a mistake, however, to think that the motives behind the creation of Mosul society were pure ones. Thousands of years ago, they were a feudal society with ruling male nobles and a large peasant population. In order to prevent the threat of uprising and revolution,These nobles forced the peasants to trace their lineage through the female line, removing power from the men who might have usurped them. So, giving women power was in fact an act of repression. But over time, the women here have created strong extended families centered on the household, and a society that is impossible to categorize in a traditional way.
In our culture, couples live separately and don't marry. Uncles take care of their sisters' children and act as the fathers of these children.
If the women are doing everything, just what do Mosul men do?
Well, there is a saying that Mosul land is the land of women and the heaven for men. Our women are so tough and can do almost anything.It's only natural that the power and status belongs to them.
You could also say that it's a heaven for women on certain levels. Women are never dependent on their husbands. They live with their families. They're never subject to the whims of a husband, the violence of a husband, or issues of divorce and abandonment. So it's a very different kind of social scheme for both men and women. We find usually that women work more than men in every culture. But at least among the Mosul, women have legitimate claim to the products of their labor.